为什么我要把压箱底的故事拿出来说？
Why should I bring out the stories I've been keeping hidden?
昨天聊了一期有关马加爵的事情之后，
After talking about the previous episode about Margiergy,
反响比较热烈，
The response was quite enthusiastic.
特别是小某书平台上的同志们讨论的很多，
Especially the comrades on Zyroku Washin platform who are discussing a lot.
所以我今天想再讲一下。
So I want to talk about it again today.
我当年所亲身经历的马加爵的事儿。
The incident at Margiergy that I experienced firsthand.
那大概是2004年的2月16日。
That was probably February 16, 2004.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我记得是一是一个周一，二是已经过了2月14号了。
Because I remember that one was Monday and two was already past February 14th.
之所以要2月14号，是因为其中一个受害者。
The reason for February 14th is because one of the victims.
他在当天应该陪女朋友过节的。
He should have spent the day with his girlfriend.
结果女朋友联系不上他。2月16号。
The result is that his girlfriend couldn't contact him on February 16th.
我记得周一下午有体育课。
I remember that there was physical education class on Monday afternoon.
中午出来的时候。
When I went out for lunch,
就已经有几个那种面包车停在我们宿舍区的门口了。
There have already been a few vans parked at the entrance of our dormitory.
我们知道大概出了人命。
We know that someone has died.
但是我们又不是非常的惊讶。
But we weren't very surprised.
为什么呢？
Why?
这个事情又要从头说起了。
This matter has to be explained again.
就是我刚入学不多久的时候。
Just a short time after I started school.
大我们一两届的老学生要跟我们带新的时候，讲一讲我们这个专业新闻专业的前途。
Our senior students, who are 1 or 2 years older than us, will talk about the future prospects of our journalism major.
然后他们就会说，
And they will say,
可能毕业之后月薪大概是7000起步。
The monthly salary may start at around 7000.
而且我当时记得那个带我的那个老学生长得有点像陈小春。
And I remember that the old student who took me looked a bit like Chen Zyroking.
然后之后他还讲了一些学校的一些都市传说。
Then he also talked about some urban legends of the school.
你比如说是我们那个宿舍区。
For example, our dormitory area.
因为靠近莲花池正街。
Because it is located near Lionhewer Pool Street.
而莲花池正街是原来陈圆圆的寝宫。
And the Lotus Pond Street was originally Chen Yuan Yuan's bedroom.
对。
Okay.
就是吴三桂那个陈圆圆。
At Wu Sangui with his round face.
所以说是我们这个宿舍区啊。
So, this is our dormitory area.
每年都会有一个男生跳楼。
Every year there are train tracks that jump,
或者说是卧轨死于非命。
Or to put it another way, he died in a railway accident.
说的是陈圆圆可能思念年轻的男性。
It's about Chen Yuan Yuan possibly missing a young man.
每年都需要有一个去陪他。
Every year.Someone needs to accompany him.
当然这种都市传说不值一提哈。
Of course, these urban legends are nothing to worry about.
也不值一波。
Not just one wave.
所以那天这些面包车停在我们宿舍区门口的时候。
So when those vans parked outside our dormitory.
我们又觉得是不是又有人卧轨自杀了。
We also feel that someone might have committed suicide by train.
因为我们的后门接着出去。
Because our back door leads to the outside.
就是春城检验场的一段铁轨。
It's a section of railway from the Chuncheng Cigarette Factory.
运送货物的旁边有很多的小酒馆，喝多了之后。
After drinking a lot in the side of the delivery,
大家就在那里头吵架。
Everyone was arguing there.
唱歌。
Singing.
甚至干仗。
Even fighting.
然后我刚才就说有一个人当年还学孩子在那里卧轨。
Then I just said that someone was still learning to be a ghost there when they were children.
但是等到我们下午体育课回来的时候
But when we got back from physical education in the afternoon,
门口就站满了人
There were people standing at the entrance.
各种各样牌照的人
Various license holders.
还有加班的
There are also those who work overtime.
还有戴帽子的。
There are also those wearing hats.
就不让我们进了。
They didn't let us in.
但是要求我们出示学生证才能进。
However, we require students to show their student ID cards to enter.
可那个时候我们上的课也不会带。
But at that time, we didn't bring anything to class either.
只不过一看我们几个同学吧。
However, looking at our classmates,
可能还比较青春靓丽。
Still quite young and beautiful.
一看就是大学生，也就放我们进了。
It seems like we were just let in by college students.
估计他怕的是那种什么，记者混进去之后。
I guess he's afraid of reporters infiltrating and
采访了之后
after the interview
报道出来一些不可控的东西
report on some uncontrollable things
进去之后
after entering
我们也不知道到底发生了什么事儿
we don't know what happened
就大家乱传
about everyone spreading rumors
因为当时我住在四楼
Because at that time I lived on the fourth floor
我就探头下面看去有好多人手里拿着一张布告通缉令似的有照片
I looked down and saw many people holding a notice with a wanted poster-like photo
但是我在四楼
But I'm on the fourth floor
我看不清
I can't see it
我的眼神也不太好
My eyes aren't very good either.
没有办法。
There is no way.
然后那个时候我们宿舍区普遍都是七层楼高。
Then at that time, our dormitory was generally seven stories high.
只有一座楼。
Only one building.
它只有五层高。
It is only five stories high.
所以它的楼顶反而开辟出来一个空间。
Therefore, the rooftop was opened up to create a space.
成了一个小饭馆。
A small restaurant came to my attention.
有晚饭的时候去。
At dinner time.
那个小饭馆吃炒饭。吃。
The restaurant serves fried rice.
吃的时候我。
While eating.
就发现我旁边的桌子上。坐了一个中年男性和一个大学生。
I noticed a middle-aged man and a college student sitting at the table next to me.
这个中年男性就用昆明话问了一句：“你。”
The middle-aged man asked in Yan'an dialect.
最后一次见着他是什么时候？
When was the last time you saw him?
那个时候我是大一，我。
But at that time, I was a young woman.
对昆明话的听力不是很过关。我
I'm not very good at listening to Kunming dialect.
只是听了一句后
I just heard one sentence.
后面他们在说的话
What they said later.
即使加快了二
Accelerated.
是好像故意的把
2. It seems intentional.
声音变小了。
Make the sound smaller.
所以我就听不清了。
So I couldn't hear it.
我回来跟我同学们预学了一段。
I went back to school to study with my classmates.
我又七嘴八舌地说了一堆，但
Everyone was talking at once.
但是到底也不知道因为什么。
But I still don't know why.
而且那个时候好像因为看香港电影看多了。
And at that time, I think it was because I had watched too many Hong Kong movies.
大家就觉得哎呀。
Everyone thought, oh no.
云南这个地方是不是靠近金三角？它
Is this place near the Golden Triangle?
它是不是同学们发现了毒枭的交易？
Did he discover that his classmates were involved in a drug deal?
然后被灭了口呢？
Then how did they die?
各种各样的猜测满天飞。
Various speculations are flying around.
大家也讨论不出个一二三来，就睡觉了。
Everyone just goes to sleep without being able to agree on a number from 1 to 3.
然后当天晚上，其实就是第二天凌晨1点或者2点。
Then that night, it was actually the second day at around 1 or 2 a.m.
我们宿舍被宿管阿姨带着保安。
Our dormitory was guarded by security guards.
戴着帽子。
Wearing a hat.
叔叔就把门挨个打开了。
Uncle opened each door one by one.
要求我们打开我们的衣柜检查。
Request us to open our closet and check.
当时我们也不知道为啥要检查衣柜，检查完了之后。
At that time, we didn't know why we were checking the closet. After the closet was checked,
我们又睡不着了。
We can't sleep anymore.
又七嘴八舌讨论，又讨论到后半夜。
We continued to discuss at the travel agency until the late night.
也不知道为啥，一直到第二天。
I don't know why it's still the next day.
我们在上课的时候才大概知道是什么情况了。
We only realized the situation when we were in class.
后来反正这个事情我们同学们也不讨论了。
Later, we didn't discuss this matter with our classmates.
老师也要求我们尽量避免讨论。
The teacher also asked us to avoid discussing.
所以这个事情反而在我们学校形成的舆论压力并不是很大。
Therefore, the entertainment pressure that formed in our school was not very large.
我们宿舍主要是经历了这个事之后。
After this incident, our dormitory experienced.
有三个改变。
There are 3 changes.
一个是打乱了原来的宿舍的顺序。
One is to mess up the original order of the dormitory.
让同专业的住在一起。
Live with classmates in the same major.
还有个就是不允许我们宿舍区再新接入网线了。
Another thing is that we are not allowed to install new network cables in our dormitory area.
因为据说马大爵上网学了很多不该学的东西。
Because it is said that Mardarju learned a lot of inappropriate things online.
所以才发生了这样的悲剧。
That's why this tragedy happened.
第三呢，就是不允许宿舍区的后门开了。
Thirdly, it is not allowed to open the back door of the dormitory.
从此就一直在关注，关了。
I have been following it since then.
关到我毕业也没有再打开。那个铁轨旁边的小饭店挣扎了。
I didn't open that small restaurant next to the railway again after I graduated.
没有多久就全都纷纷倒闭了。
It didn't take long for them all to close down.
但是自从这个事情之后
However, since this incident,
一直到我毕业
Until I graduated,
我们宿舍区就再也没有，
Our dormitory went and then never.
谁是出过人命了
？Who is the one who killed someone？
然后大家又在纷纷地说
，And everyone started saying，
是因为那次啊一下子太多了
，Because there were too many。
陈圆圆消化不过来
，Chen Yuan couldn't get it。
本来是说好一年一个的，那一下子去了四个。
Originally, we agreed on 1 year, but it turned out to be 4.
所以这个名额都占满了。
So, all the spots are taken.
当然这种事情也都是一些校园的都市传说。
However, these things are also just some urban legends of schools.
也不值得一搏。
It's not worth the risk.
后来事情就如大家发展的那样子。
Later, things developed as everyone had expected.
哎
呀，
我也不知道当时我为什么对这个事情不是特别的关心。
I don't know why I wasn't particularly interested in this matter at the time. Well,
可能因为二月份发生的事情。
Due to the events that occurred in February,
然后三月份的时候
then in March,
我们几个男生女生一块儿就去大理组团玩耍去了。
The group of us boys and girls went to the Darley area together for a trip.
有三个女生是很确定的。
There are 3 girls who are certain.
但是是有两个男生还是三个男生？
But there were 2 boys or 3 boys.
我忘了。
I forgot.
因为我也不太在意。
Because I don't care much either.
有多少个男的？
How many men? I'm...
反正也狼多肉少嘛。
Well, it's just a matter of survival of the fittest, isn't it?
但是最终回来一段也没有成。
However, in the end, I didn't get back any of it. Well,
我的压箱底的故事大概就是这个了。
That's about it for my story.
以及我最后想说的就是，哎呀。
And the last thing I want to say is, oh dear.
那位像陈小春的学长
That senior who looks like Chen Zairo Chun
哎呀
Oh no
我很惭愧
I'm ashamed
我到底最后毕业了
What am I going to do after graduation?
干了十多年记者
I have been studying for over 10 years
也没有一个月拿到过7000块钱
I haven't earned 7,000 yuan in a month.